Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Fair. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to talk to you guys about a musical I saw recently, and that musical is Diana the Musical. And Diana the Musical is about Princess Diana and her life. So I am French Canadian. I'm Canadian. I am from Montreal, Quebec. I am from Montreal, Quebec. So again, I am under I'm under British rule technically. Like, has like Queen Elizabeth, but now King Stupid Charles. And I'll tell you why I said stupid in a second. Before I get started, I am hashtag Team Diana, hashtag Princess Diana. Okay, so, again, because I am Canadian, used to Queen Elizabeth until she died, being on our money, I have some thoughts, and I feel like I'm allowed to say my thoughts before, like, getting G'd down the musical. Never liked, now he's King Charles, but never liked Prince Charles, King Charles, whatever, and Camilla. I never liked him. He's a cheater, and more things came together for me when I saw the musical. I never liked him. He treated Diana terribly, and it proved me right while watching the musical. So watching the musical, you find out that Prince Charles at the time, okay, and Camilla were having an affair. And you were like, what are you talking about? Becca, what are you talking about? Hold on, sit down. Get a drink. Okay? So, I'm trying to see if I remember correctly. I might have been messing this up a bit. But, I'm just going to say their names. Charles and Camilla met at either university or high school, just like William and Kate did, right? Okay? They liked each other. She got married to another guy. I don't know why. They should have just gotten married. Diana would have been still with us to this day. They should have just gotten married. Camilla gets married to another dude. She gets married to another dude. This dude that she gets married to, I don't know why she got married to him. I don't know the backstory of that. I don't give a care why she got married to him. I don't want the backstory. I don't care. I would listen to it, but then I'd be like, okay, she should have been with Charles. Alright, anyway, Camilla's married. Alright? Okay? She's married to this dude. I don't care what the dude's name is. I don't give a care. It's not important. She's married to this dude. She's seeing Prince Charles. Camilla is seeing Prince Charles. So she's already having an affair. Why are you married to this man? To the point that this man, because they're in a loveless, whatever, however you want to announce it, marriage, okay? He ends up cheating on her back because she's cheating on him with Prince Charles, which he already knows that. And then at one point, he stops cheating. She's still cheating on Charles, but she started the cheating. Okay? They had a conversation. Like, he's like, I'm done. I want to work on our relationship. She doesn't want to. She's still cheating on Charles. Okay? This is happening before Diana. Okay? Queen Elizabeth is saying, and I'm giving you the clip note. Queen Elizabeth says to Charles, you're 32 years old. You need to get married. Like, because, you know, you need to get married, have children, settle down. You're being a frat boy. You know, how Harry was being before he got married. You know, you're being, you need to settle down. Like, I'm not going to live forever. Just that, you know, she wants her son to settle down, find a good girl, and this is Charles, okay? This is Charles. He's like, how about Camilla? Queen Elizabeth's like, she's married. Oh, pardon me, excuse me. Queen Elizabeth's like, she's married. Charles is like, well, she's not getting along with her husband. We can, help her get a divorce, this, that, blah, 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 blah. Get a divorce, and then we can be good. Queen Elizabeth, no. I'm on side Queen Elizabeth, too. No. Queen Elizabeth does not like her. I don't like her. And we're talking about, Camilla. So, because of that, Camilla was like, okay, let me find a girl that you can marry, but we can still see each other. They picked Diana, who's a sweet girl into, like, you know what? Me and Princess Diana, we would be best friends. She's into Boy George. She's into, my mom loves Boy George. Prince, Michael Jackson. You get it. You know, pop, rock, great music, okay? They picked, her. She's very sweet. She's, very nice woman, okay? She's nice. She's 18, 19 years old, okay? Into pop culture, this, that, and the other. They pick her. He dates her. While dating Princess Diana, okay, while dating Diana, he's seeing Camilla. Okay? He ends up, again, I'm doing crypto. He ends up proposing to Diana. They get engaged. Still seeing Camilla. They get married. Camilla is not invited to the wedding. But they get married, Diana and Charles. After, when they come back, he's dating still Camilla. Diana is trying to have a conversation with William. Diana is trying to have a conversation with Charles. Charles, like, I don't want to talk to you. Dismisses her. Like, Diana's like, it's really important. You're wasting my time. I don't want to talk to you. Charles is really important. Diana, this better be important. Like, leave me alone. Disrespectful asshole. They'll take my Canadian card. I think I'm allowed to say that. And he literally said, like, oh, if I want. And she's like, Charles, I'm pregnant. Tara's like, I hope it's a girl. I know they want another heir, so they want it to be a boy. Hashtag, that's when William shows up. Princess Diana gets pregnant again, Harry. And she has past photos, this depression, which is normal, and people think she's crazy, well, she's not. Charles is still cheating. And, like I said, Charles has been cheating. The whole relationship has not given Princess Diana any chance of romance. He's like, they got engaged quick, whatever. But he never liked Diana. He didn't even think Diana was cute. He only liked Camilla. He wanted to be with Camilla. His end goal was Camilla. He has been cheating the whole time. Okay? And just like, which is where I'm like, yes, I'm not for cheating, but like, at this point, like, you're not, it's like you signed a contract. Meaning like, oh, we're supposed to get married. This marriage is just, paper, it's just prop. Their marriage was prop-basic. Meaning, I need to be married, I don't like you, I can't even try, I'm not even gonna pretend that I like you. We're just a unit, okay? Which is what I think Camilla and her husband were like, too. Because once Camilla started cheating, he started cheating. And then ended it, I'd be like, I want to try to work. And she was like, no. So then Diana cheated on him. And it stopped. And he didn't want to work on the marriage. And he's just like, oh, you're this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, you are. Leave this girl alone. And you call her this, that, and the other, when she's not. And the revenge dress, yes. Diana, yes, girl. You know, he's lucky. How I'm gonna say is, Charles got off lucky. And then I remember that I'm saying, oh, he's not the first Windsor to cheat. Other men have in this family cheated. That they didn't get caught or weren't exposed. And this is when I was like, more of them need to be exposed. And then there was another part in the musical that was like, because of how, like, you were trying to embarrass Charles, your head would be caught off. And I'm like, Charles's head should have been caught off. Because... no, he was the one being disrespectful. Sorry. Please still don't take my card away. But, like, no, I don't like the, being hypocrite again. This is close by. Like, it's okay if the dudes do that. But the girls have to be like, like, they're being cheated on, and they're supposed to be okay with it, or pretend to be okay with it, and it looks like the Denzel in distress, or, like, okay, and, no, the men deserve, like I said before, their lashings, and by lashing, for me to make people understand what I mean, is the yelling, to get yelled at, to be embarrassed, to be publicly humiliated, yes, they deserve that, because they did that to us first. That's what I mean by the lashing. He deserved to be disrespected back. Well, he wasn't getting disrespected. He was exposed, right? The revenge dress was appropriate. Again, me, personally, I would have I know she did it anonymously, but people knew who it was. I would have said it anonymously. I would be like, oh, he's been cheating the whole time. To the point that, like, Camilla's husband was like, so you're going to see your friend? You know, no, actually, this is what I would do. I'd get together with the husband, right? I'd be like, no, let's tag team together and expose both of them and humiliate both of them and have everybody hate them. Charles was, he hated, which I've learned, he hated that the public loved and adored Diana because she humbled herself, okay? She humbled herself. She went to hospitals. She did charity. She was the people's princess, okay? She was the people's princess. She loved everybody. She went to the hospital and visited the AIDS patients. She did this, that, and the other. Down to earth. She didn't dress up too bougie or whatever. She dressed her age. She had amazing fashion. Loved the outfit she wore. When she died, I was 3. Yeah. Or, I don't know what month she died, but I was 3 or 4 years old because she died at 97. I was born in 93, December 93. Yeah. She was amazing. Watching the musical, I just became even more disgusted, angered at Charles. And then Harry became like Charles. He mimicked his dad. he was also an F-boy. Anyway. But overall, this musical was good. It explained a lot of things. Diana deserved better. She wanted to be loved. She loved Charles. Charles didn't give her a chance. And then at the end, his mom. He was like, can you meet Camilla? Can you get to know her? And Queen Elizabeth was like, no. I don't want to know her. I don't like her. And then there was a point that she had no choice to, right? And she's like, fine. But like I said, and I don't think us in general to this day, we really like Camilla. We just tolerate her. But overall, like I said, hashtag team Princess Diana. She deserves better. I even saw, like, yes, there were things that Queen Elizabeth was like, I wouldn't handle it like that because we're the royal family. We're supposed to stay safe or not do this, that, and the other. But I could tell that Queen Elizabeth, she liked Diana. She did not like Camilla, but she liked Diana. And let me make sure I get this information correctly. Queen Elizabeth. No, I just want to make sure I get this correct before I say something that is incorrect. Okay. Yes. So, one thing I thought was very interesting was like when, and then this is the last thing I'm going to say, is when Queen Elizabeth was talking to Diana and Diana was like, you don't understand. You don't get it. And then Queen Elizabeth was like, yes, I do. I do understand. I would have done it differently, but I understand you because I know it can be difficult. I know it's hard to stand here. I know my son is an asshole. I know. And I love how they connected that way. And that's it. So, in my opinion, if you're able, your local theater or anywhere you go is showing Diana the Musical, I would 110% go see it. You will see the true story. If you do not have an opinion about King Charles, Camilla, and Princess Diana, Queen Elizabeth, if that any other, you'll have an opinion afterwards. You'll get to know the true story. And that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.